The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
My house is 3 stories high. My bedroom being on the top level, it was really bad.
Any damage?
Lots of damage. We have some foundation damage, lost some planters, our deck shifted.
That's a story that they're telling all over the Napa Valley. Everything that could shake off shelves, fall, or roll did. California quake damage, pretty significant. The governor of California has declared a state of emergency. Jerry Brown. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A slice of America, our friends in the Bay Area, once again experiencing what they experienced in the worst way 25 years ago. Now, it's nothing like that. Thank goodness. Think of Napa, and what do you think of? I give you 2 seconds. Wine. It's a wine area. It's an industry that's $1.3 billion. Lots of tourists go to the Napa Valley, and they were hit pretty hard because you had lots of wine bottles that would naturally shift and fall off of shelves. You would have barrels that could become unhinged, and 6.1, that would do it, 6.1. 100 people were at the hospital, bumps, bruises, scrapes, some bad things like that. One in critical condition, nobody has died. There's the good news. The bad news is what's been destroyed by the quake. Wineries closed on Sunday, trying to look at the damage, cleaning it up, all that kind of stuff. A few were open, so not everybody was, it was catastrophic to every single one. But social media exploded with what is open, what's not open, that kind of thing. And it's more about the people, and so thank goodness it was nothing like it was 25 years ago. But enough, because you had power outages, fires that were started, gas leaks that you have to, I mean, you'd have to close some of these places. You'd have to say that you were impacted by what happened. And, you know, you do have injuries and damages to homes. Then you have to worry about the structural integrity of a house and what the damage is. Then, you know, assessing that to make sure, because now it's been part of an earthquake. And when it's part of an earthquake, that certainly can shift and change things. Most people described it as a jolt, knocking them out of bed, feeling like it was rolling. It just depended on where they were when it happened, how close to the epicenter they were. If they were close, they felt it a little bit differently. And when it hits the Bay Area like that, and buildings, there was buildings that crumbled, so it's lucky that it wasn't worse. When a building crumbles, you know, depending on where somebody is in the house or a bedroom or that kind of thing, certainly could be much more significant. So the fact that the damages are there and the fact that power lines were down is the reason why the governor said it's a state of emergency, because they realized this happened at 3:20 in the morning. 3:20 in the morning. So think about it. You go to bed Saturday, Sunday, that happens when you're in the middle of sleep for most people. See, and here's an example. A small child was hurt when a fireplace collapsed, and then they were airlifted, of course, to the hospital, and they're okay. I mean, still in the hospital, but they're okay. And that's when you get the gas leaks, and that's when you have, you know, shelves and things that shake and could fall over, pictures on walls, and sometimes that's what gets somebody. But it's different than the 89 quake. Although I heard one person say that the refrigerator in their house was relocated afterwards. So, again, it depends on what kind of shake and where the person was at the time. 25 or 30 seconds, which is pretty long. And then there were a ton of aftershocks. 60 aftershocks, in fact, recorded, you know, struck in the hours that followed. So 60 is a lot. And 60 can feel like, oh no, it's another quake. They kind of have pegged the economic loss to be around $1 billion. $1 billion. And so just shy of that 7.0, 6.1. 30 seconds, 25, 30 seconds, a lot. Nothing like the Loma Prieta earthquake. 63 people died, 3,700 people injured, and the damage was unreal 25 years ago when that happened. And then some people listening, and people are listening in Southern California, you remember the Northridge earthquake where 60 people died and 7,000 people were injured and there were so many people that were displaced. So you know the cracks and all those things that happen, this is what they got to do. They got to go and check the buildings and see how safe they are, especially if you had a lot of the bricks, which happened in some places, bricks and glass and all that kind of stuff. When that comes down, then you got to check them. You got to check the buildings to see if they have to do something else to shore it up. So that light swaying feeling, breaking glass, and it's probably pretty creepy. I mean, you wake up and you know, you realize that it's an earthquake. It feels like an earthquake, especially for the people who are longtime California folks, and they get that feeling. They get that roller coastery feeling, and that's what it's like. How many of you listening to me have ever been in an earthquake? Because certainly we've had earthquakes in other places. It was a few years ago that my mother came on the show because they had an earthquake not far from where she lived in New Jersey. It kind of made, it was like a swaying feeling for everybody. There wasn't a lot of damage, but it really scared a lot of people because when you think of New Jersey, you're not thinking earthquake. But that's the thing. Earthquakes can happen in other places. And then we have seen a series of earthquakes that sometimes get blamed on fracking and the ground shifting and the back and forth with that. And was it an earthquake and what happened? And we've seen that in the town of Cleburne. They've had the ground shake because of some of the fracking stuff. And they believe that that also causes, and they have had many earthquakes, very small, not 6 point anything on the Richter scale, but smaller earthquakes that many of the people felt. So I guarantee there's people that are listening to me right now. What was that like for you when you were in an earthquake? If you want to share your story, we want to hear it. Because I know there's some stories that are just brutal out there. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Hey, we've just barely scratched the surface. We have a lot of other things that we're going to talk about this hour of America tonight, including our weekly re-rack, a conversation with Chris Salcido, who has an interesting novel out and represents, has an interesting point of view. He works for the Blaze Network, the Glenn Beck Network, if you remember, and he's got some interesting takes, I think, on a few things that are happening right now, including what's going on in Ferguson. And here we are, and Ferguson now seems like a distant memory, but it is anything but. Michael Brown's father is calling for lots of calm on Monday. That is the day that his son is being laid to rest, and they don't want any problems. So good for him that he's out in front of it and trying to quell the masses. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold new utopian dream. You do something for me.
All right, coming up in just a minute, we're going to hit the mailbag, a lot of you, with your thoughts over what's happened in Ferguson and some of the other things that are going on, ISIS in Iraq and what's going to happen there, and a couple of other things like two on this earthquake in California. So we're going to get there in just a second. But quickly, I want to mention this. You know, lost in so much and how fast things happen to us is this. And it's worth mentioning this because as we're seeing the you know, what's happening in Ferguson, and people are asking about the White House response, and you're kind of getting not too much on that, just to tell people to be calm and whatnot. Well, you have the White House sending three officials to the Michael Brown funeral, including one who went to high school with his mother, which completely makes sense, doesn't it? His name is Broderick Johnson. He's part of the White House's My Brother's Keeper Task Force, is what they call it. And he's going to be joined by Marlon Marshall, who also is a St. Louis native, and then Heather Foster. And they're part of the White House Office of Public Engagement is what they call it. So I think with everybody that's down there, they're saying, especially Michael Brown's father, and I just mentioned this, let's just have this be a peaceful day. We want this to be focused on, I just want this to be focused on my son. We don't want any crazy things to happen. We don't want any rage. We don't want any, things that are divisive to happen. We don't want Molotov cocktails and the tear gas and the rubber bullets and all the things that we have seen happen at some point in the last 2 weeks, because some forget that this happened. Michael Brown was shot and killed on August 9th, and now we're in the middle of this whole grand jury thing. And Darren Wilson is the officer who shot him, and so then there was that explosion in the suburb over what happened and all of this. So we'll see, because this is going to be a big deal. There's going to be a lot of people at this funeral, as you can imagine, because of what's now happened in Ferguson. And some of you had some things to say about that. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right. This first one is from Jack. Jack is listening to us in Missouri, and he says, "Hi, Kate. A lot of my friends listen to you, so I started listening to you a couple months ago. I have to say I really enjoy the show. A lot of times, because I have a crazy schedule, I am actually downloading it and listening to it later. Here's the thing on Michael Brown. I mean, no matter what you think happened, and this officer, Darren Wilson, either way, we see different results and different witnesses and autopsy confusions. The bottom line is the fact that this 18-year-old is dead. It's too bad, and it's too bad that this had to happen to the officer as well, because now his life is a twisted wreck. And I think in the end, this town will not unravel. I think it will actually be stronger. That's just my two cents." All right, I like the reference. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Howard, who says, "Kate, this thing in Ferguson with the Molotov cocktails and the looting and all the terrible things that are happening, and you mentioned this, a lot of this is not being caused by the people of Ferguson themselves. Of course, it's the idiots that go down there and in the name of Michael Brown try to say that it's a racist town. They scream things out and scream out, 'We are Ferguson,' and they have nothing to do with Ferguson and couldn't tell you where the local coffee shop is. So it's too bad with the world watching that that kind of stuff has to happen, when most of it isn't even caused by the people who live there. It's their city, it's their area, and they're the ones that are being ripped in half. I think some of the coverage has been ridiculous, and I think that the people in Ferguson will stand tall." So that's interesting, and that's why I had some more mail on that, but that's why I chose those two, because both had the little thing at the end where they said that Ferguson's going to be fine, they're going to be stronger or stand tall or, you know, whatever. Well, yeah, if you live there and then you hear, well, most of the people that have been arrested, in fact, almost everyone who's been arrested is not from there. Yeah, that makes you think, oh, they're from someplace else, but they're screaming that we are Ferguson. So, you know, how about that? What's interesting in light of also what's happened, I'm going to throw this in here quickly, and then I want to get to a couple of other emails, is for Darryl Wilson, the police officer, they actually held a rally in St. Louis on Sunday for him. You know how much they've raised for him? $400,000. Because here's what happens there, too, because if something happens and there is a trial, which the grand jury only decides on whether there's enough evidence there, and I don't know that they're going to say that. It's unlikely. I think it's unlikely. The grand jury decides whether there's probable evidence, if they have enough for that he specifically went after him. But who knows? I mean, I can't speculate as to who the people are going to be on the grand jury. But that money partially would be used if he had to have a defense, if he had to have an attorney, had to have a defense team. So you've got people that are being interviewed. The FBI agents that are there have interviewed like over 200 people. The Justice Department is doing that. And, this grand jury is important. It depends on the people that they pick for that have been picked for the grand jury. All right, let's move on. I want to rifle in a few more. This one quickly from Steven. Steven says, "Kate, I cannot believe what happened to that poor journalist who was a freelancer, no less, covering Syria, and he is beheaded before our very eyes. I feel so sorry for his family. It is outrageous. If anything, he will not die in vain, because I hope that we snuff them out. And I think the danger is to so many people in that region to let them just continue to do what they're doing is not an option. So I totally believe James Foley's death will be avenged, even though I know revenge is a dish served best cold. I think it certainly is warranted. Here's another one along the same lines. Outrageous what ISIS is doing. They are more than a terror group. I think they're worse than Al-Qaeda, although none of them are any good. It's beastly, ghastly, anything you want to say, what happened to poor James Foley. I cannot believe it, and I hope we don't see this with any other Americans. Well, amen to that. I definitely agree there. We don't want to see any more of that. Here's another one from Bart, who says, Kate, first time I've sent you a note. I have listened to the show many times. I really have warmed up to it, I have to say. My dear, I actually like your show, so bravo. And I will tell you that as someone who was in the military, special forces, they need to cut the heads off of and everything else of this ISIS crew, because seriously, they're recruiting like nobody's business. They just get bigger, stronger, and badder. It is awful. I mean, it is terrible what is happening to the people in these small areas in Iraq. It's a very dangerous place to be. And look out if they get a hold of Baghdad. Oh, yeah. I mean, Baghdad falls. That's disastrous if that happens. I mean, the worst if that happens. Absolutely. All right. Let's see. Let's take another one. This one is from Joe. It says, hi, Kate. Long time no talk. I know that there are many things that you probably are talking about on your show that are very, very serious, but I've heard you mention him before. Do you know that Richard Attenborough has died? Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, and maybe it's because there was the Jurassic Park reference. It was on one night not too long ago. I think I rewatched it with my nephew or something, and he, of course, was the main character in that. And yes, I did know that he died on Sunday, 90 years old, and Gandhi. He was in Gandhi, and remember, that was a big 80s film. It won like 8 Academy Awards, and he was a director, he was an actor, he was a producer, he starred in Jurassic Park, he was the Santa Claus from Miracle on 34th Street, he was in The Great Escape, he was in a whole bunch of things, and I guess he was even knighted in the 70s. All right, hang with us. The weekly re-rack coming up soon. Not our next segment, coming up soon here on America Tonight.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Everybody, the city, the county, the state, the feds, everybody is doing everything they can to make sure that everyone is back on their feet as soon as they can possibly be back on their feet.
All right, that was the voice of Congressman Mike Thompson, and of course he's talking about the earthquake. If you just popped on, an earthquake slammed into Napa Valley, 6.1 on the Richter scale in that neighborhood. So people shook up. It happened right before 3:30 in the morning, and things fell off of shelves, and Napa is known for wine. Barrels fell over, and wine bottles flew off of the winery shelves. Not every winery, but some of them get pretty junked up. The state of emergency is because of the cleanup with fires that started because of gas leaks. That's what happens. So imagine probably car horns went off in some areas, and it scared people because then you have 60 aftershocks, and you have that rolling feeling where you're not really sure what's going to happen. You're not sure where it's going. Good news is there were people that were bumped up and bruised and scraped and bleeding a little, and then there was one serious injury, but nobody has died as a result of the earthquake in the Napa area. Thank goodness. Thank goodness for that. As somebody who's been through an earthquake, I mentioned this before, but I was hours away from the epicenter. It's very strange. Now, saying that, and this is the biggest earthquake they've had in 25 years, and of course that one was just awful. But And this is why it's amazing. It's good that nothing happened to anyone. It's timing. I think the early morning thing, probably middle of the night, early morning thing, helped a lot of people because you did have cars that were flattened. You did have garages that fell down. So that's pretty serious when, boom, your garage falls down. You did have people describing that, you know, their building shook violently and people were screaming. You had people that were scared to death. It lasted 20 to 30 seconds, according to some. Now, the U.S. Geological Survey will say, well, you know, it's 20 seconds. And it is, again, to reemphasize this, the largest shakeup in the Bay Area since the Loma Prieta quake in 89, which was terrible. That's when the World Series was going on. And you had Candlestick Park that looked like it was going to come down, which would have been the worst ever. But you had too many people die. You know, almost 70 people die and just tons of people injured. You had a very strange thing that happened too. You had when the quake hit, part of the Bay Bridge Road is really where you had those deaths. It just collapsed. Part of it just collapsed and cars flew off the bridge. If I can describe it that way, it was the worst thing ever to see that. And you had a lot of people killed there when the Oakland freeway collapsed. So in this case, they set up a triage tent to handle the amount of people that were coming in because people had some injuries, like the bruises and the cuts in their head. And, you know, two people did have broken bones. A couple people had heart attacks because it scared them, but they were fine. And they had one that I said was in critical condition. And then you had a 13-year-old boy, too. And you had the 13-year-old was hit by flying debris from a collapsed fireplace. And that's why. That's what happened. So they think that he's going to be fine, though. The fires were scary. The collapsed carports were scary. The leaking gas is, of course, scary. The water main breaks, absolutely. The explosions, and this is why it's amazing that it wasn't worse as far as people are concerned. Explosions were all over the place. Shattered glass at storefronts, things that fell down. There was in Viejo, there's a place called Viejo, and it's a former naval shipyard, and they've got a big museum there and a bunch of historic homes, and they were declared uninhabitable, the museum, and the same with the homes that were there. So that was obviously hit pretty hard. Amtrak suspended service through the Bay Area because they got to inspect the tracks. Because, see, these are the kind of things you have to think of because tracks can get ripped up as a result of that. And, you know, that's what happens. And there was one winery. It was the Saintsbury Winery where they really got hit pretty hard. They were a mile from the epicenter. Can you imagine? They lost about 400 bottles in the winery. I mean, they just, boom, flew off. Flew from wherever they were, from those shelves. They just were done. But the barrels were okay because that they had hit the ground, but they were okay. But not the winery. And, you know, 400 bottles of wine, I mean, this is a business, so that's pretty significant. The Red Cross set up an evacuation center. And they were looking at homes and bridges and roads and the things that you have to do when you have 6.1. You had customers without power. You had crews working on that, still working on it. By the way, the depth of the earthquake, which can really matter, was measured at just under 7 miles. And then you had those 60 aftershocks. On Sunday night in Southern California, as the Southern California people were watching what was going on in Northern California, what had happened, they had a small quake. It was 3.3 that happened there, but that's nothing like the 6.1 that they felt in Napa. I mean, that's bad. Sleeping and refrigerators hurled in a different direction and fallen furniture and whatever, you know, things that were overturned. But the most important thing, because you can always replace things, stuff, buildings, office furniture, glass. You cannot replace people. So that is the most important thing. And in this case, happy to report, as we have been, that there wasn't a lot of that. There still is some, but not as much as you would imagine when you hear that. Thank goodness. Because then it's a whole, I mean, it's just a whole different ball game then. Then you're talking about combing areas. And now, they'll still have to comb through areas to make sure, but it certainly is not, it's certainly not looking that way. I want to mix in a couple of quick things because we do our cheap movie review, and I got one. I got a cheap movie review. I didn't mix it into our mailbag segment, but I got a cheap movie review from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. He says, "Kate, don't go see Sin City. Tell all the listeners. I thought it was terrible. You know, the first Sin City I liked, but this A Dame to Kill For, it just didn't do it for me. If it was a dollar rental, I could say, okay, if there's nothing else on. But then again, why would you waste your time? It just didn't really make a lot of sense. It seemed very disjointed, and it's not the same as the first one. I would go and see something else. So my recommendation is don't go see A Dame to Kill For. It doesn't make much sense. The storyline, and it's distracting, if anything." Yeah, they say that, he didn't say that there, Jake didn't say it there, but it didn't do well at the box office. They say that it's violent. So this has been, gosh, like 10 years, and this is, I suppose, the sequel, and it just had 6.4 million over the weekend, so that's not good. It's 10 million less than what they were predicting would happen. And of course, now you have 3D and everything else, and it didn't do so well. And there was a lot of big people in it, though. Josh Brolin was in it, and Eva Green, and Mickey Rourke, and Bruce Willis, and Jessica Alba, but not great reviews. And it's probably because of all the, because, you know, you got live action and animation, so it's right there. That mix can be kind of hard anyway, as you trying to watch that on the big screen. But if it doesn't, if the plot is bad, it doesn't really make much sense, then I can see how the audience wouldn't like it. They said the audience was pretty young, too. 78% of that audience, and Jake is right around that cut line, 78% of the audience under the age of 25. And they didn't score it. You know, they have things where they can score the movies, and they didn't score that movie very high. So you get the idea there. If you send me a cheap movie review, I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. And all you have to do is just tell us, don't go see it, thumbs up, thumbs down, why you didn't like it, whatever the reason, you know, might, whatever the reason might be. Let's put it that way. All right, one other thing, because I know that our friends in the Citrus area have sent me actually a link to this, that they're concerned about in Florida. I have a lot of family in Florida. Concerned about what's happening with insects because it's hurting the citrus, the Florida orange juice, right? I mean, when you go to the Sunshine State, what do you want? Some of that OJ, some of that great Florida sunshine and some of that great orange juice. But they say the biggest threat is now what's happening, this brown bug that is no bigger than a pencil eraser, and a disease called the yellow dragon. They've identified it as that, and it's infecting a lot of the crop, which is disastrous for the people in Florida with those orange groves, because that's what people are looking to get their Florida orange juice. So let's hope that they're able to figure out a way to get rid of those critters. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Going down a dirty inner city side of the road, I plotted. Madness passed me by, she smiled high. I nodded.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Chris Salcido joins us. He's in our virtual green room. He's the author of a novel, Liberty Rises. And you can also hear him on Glenn Beck's Blaze Radio Network every Saturday. And he's got a zillion other things he does. He's the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society. And he's also a contributor to thedailysurge.com. Chris, thanks for popping back on with us.
Craig, Kate, great to be with you.
All right, before we dive into, you know, your book and whatnot, I got to ask you this. You see what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. I just talked to somebody who was down there from a journalist point of view. He was down there kind of covering it and said he was gassed, and there was like 40 or 50 people that were there. He was part of that whole tear gas thing on Friday, and he said it was brutal. He said he couldn't see for a day and a half. That's awful.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, the thing about Ferguson, I didn't weigh in on it for about 2 or 3 days. And when just one side was doing the talking, you know, the looters and the race baiters. Mm-hmm. And I was beginning to think for a while that maybe I was a little late to the game and maybe this was as it was being reported. Then, boom, the video comes out. And I'm like, okay, well, my instincts and my guts were right. There's so much going on here that we don't know, so much information we don't have. I think before we start destroying neighborhoods and jump into conclusions, we ought to wait for the process to play out and see what really happened here.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's exactly what happened. And sure enough, it changes. Within days, it changed, and then it changed again. But it's really wild to see it, because if you had no idea where you were, there was no sound, there was no way to find anything out, and you just saw initially, Chris, some of the video, I swear, it looks like back in the early days, and even in some parts of Iraq today, what you would call a war zone.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And, you know, a lot of the folks in the community really are paying the price for a small percentage of hotheads there looking to make an issue out of this instead of waiting for all the facts to be known. I mean, the latest that came out from my colleague, Dana Lash, on her show was just astonishing to hear some of the officer's account that we're going to get when he is actually able to talk to the press. Like I said, I'm reserving judgment to hear what the officer has to say, to let the investigation play out. But the autopsy that was done, what is this going to be, the second one? There's going to be a third one scheduled as well, basically showing that the shots came from the front, not with this guy retreating as had been initially reported. So there's, again, so much we don't know. I'm hoping that cooler heads prevail out there in Ferguson. So far tonight, things have gone so good so far. At least that's what I've been told.
Yeah, same thing. I heard the same thing, but sometimes when it gets later, we'll see. Absolutely. All right, Chris, so tell me about this novel. Is this sort of the genesis of things that you've seen, you know, the stories you've covered, and it made you think, wow, I'm going to pull this all together in a novel? Or how did this come about?
Liberty Rises is science fiction. I'm a sci-fi buff, huge Star Wars, Star Trek, that type of fan. So I wanted to combine my passion for sci-fi and my conservatism in an effort to re-engage in education and re-engage in the pop culture, and that's what Liberty Rises is. It rattled around in my head for about 5 years before it reached critical mass, and I had to start writing it down on paper. And basically it's, you know, we just celebrated the birth of the country, last month. And the journey that the heroes in Liberty Rises go on very much parallels our founding fathers. And one of the forewords I wrote for it, Kate, was the American spirit so touched the world that it will not die. That's the good news. The American spirit will never die. The bad news is it may not belong to America anymore. And that's what Liberty Rises explores.
Yeah. It's funny you say you're a sci-fi fan. I'm a sci-fi fan, too. And I, you know, sometimes you have to go back in the vault to find good sci-fi. If you were telling, you know, if you were picking out some of your top stuff, you said Star Trek, right? But what would you pick out as your all-time favorite?
You know, it's evolved over time, but I have to say the Stargate series. And I'm talking SG-1, Atlantis. And, and SGU, all three of those offerings and the whole genre, I mean, such advancements in science fiction and storytelling achieved by those and a huge body of work going, spanning over 12, 13 years, with that franchise. SG-1 itself was on for 10 years, longest running sci-fi series in history. That was a lot of influence on me. You know, the Star Wars and Battlestar Galactica was another one. And actually, Battlestar Galactica, one scene really inspired me to write Liberty Rises. It was, and I don't know how much you remember about Battlestar Galactica, but it was humankind in a different galaxy.
Loved it, yeah.
13, the original 12 colonies of man, and they go through a holocaust. And after that holocaust, there are still liberals who want to throw down their arms just to prove that humans are no longer a threat. I mean, it's just like the Obama foreign policy back in late 1970s, early 1980s, sci-fi. And, of course, Commander Adama and his son, Apollo, played by Lauren Green and Richard Hatch, they play the part of the conservatives. And it's nice to trust but verify. And they made sure the human race had a chance of survival at the hands of a ruthless enemy. Gee, sound familiar? There was one scene in particular in Battlestar Galactica that really just stuck with me from my youth all the way through my development as a conservative, and very much an homage and a nod to sci-fi that really does have its root in conservatism back in the day.
It did back in the day, but now it's interesting. Some of the sci-fi you're seeing now is a little bit different. If you look at some of the movies recently that have come out, do you think any of it, is there anything that sticks out that you think is good? I mean, I like Captain America even. That's kind of sci-fi-ish in a subtle way.
I'm with you. The hero genre has really gotten my attention. You know, the offerings from DC and Marvel. I think Marvel is getting the better hand in all of that. I think aside from the Batman franchise, DC needs some help. You know, DC also doing wonderful in the animation department and in the online, not online, but the console gaming, the games they come up with are pretty too. So now I think, the sci-fi has been replaced, and at least as far as my favorite genre in contemporary artistry, with the heroes.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. What's been the reaction to your book? Because, I mean, in some ways this is brand new. It's not brand new for you to write or speak or do any of that, but this novel is.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of the reaction, there are parallels to today's, to what's happening in today's world. I wrote it before the 2012 election, so I had no idea that there was going to be a second term of Barack Obama. And what I tried to do was to project in America, if you had, let's say five or six presidents down the line that built on Barack Obama's shameful legacy, what would America look like? So I went with the most and it's hard for a conservative guy like me to do this. I had to come up with the most outlandish left-wing nuttiness that I could come up with. And it ended up being a treatise on Obama's second term, some of it. I mean, it was really, it's really odd. And that's a lot of the feedback I get. And a lot of other folks say that it reads like a movie, very scene-oriented, and takes, leapfrogs the reader through, you get a sense of a passage of time. And that's what I was going for, so I'm glad folks got it.
Yeah, now that you have this and people are talking about that and whatnot, are you looking to do more of it?
Yeah, you know what? Already they're clamoring for a sequel, and I've got the basic formulation for it. It's just it's going to take a while to fill in some of those blanks, and it's going to rattle around in my head, I imagine, for another year or so before it reaches critical mass, and I got to start putting pen to paper. But you know, the thing about Liberty Rises, I self-published initially, and then Post Hill Press took it over and said, hey, we like this. And so they came up with a beautiful new cover and really jazzed it up. It just completely reworked as far as the visual appeal is concerned. I couldn't be happier with the way it looks. Looks good sitting on the shelf, if you will, or on the coffee table. And now, I, you know, after this run, I'm going to have to start thinking about a sequel, because everybody that has read it says, okay, when's number two coming out? And so I guess I got to start thinking about that.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. You say self-published, and then it gets picked up. That had to be cool to get that call and work that whole deal out.
Oh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding me. I tell you what, when somebody takes an interest and validates your work, it's really a good feeling. You know, I don't consider myself an artiste, if you will, but it is still nice to say, hey, you know what, we're kind of behind what you're doing, we like what you're doing, and somebody thought enough of it to want to spruce it up a bit. So I guess flattered and honored all the same time.
I love it. Good luck with Liberty Rises, and you can get a copy of it at Amazon.com. Thanks, Chris.
Hey, appreciate it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.